Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu doesn't officially start until tomorrow, but, well, the conversation has begun. Leaders of island nations have made full use of the lead-up to remind us here in this country the effects of climate change will be felt worst out there in the Pacific. Jamie Tahana is a Pacific journalist for Radio New Zealand, and he joins us now from Tuvalu. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Before we get to the politics, the location of the forum is worth touching on quickly. You're speaking to us from reclaimed land.
Yeah, so the forum venue is this newly built convention centre out the back of a government building. I mean, Tuvalu's widest Funafuti, which is the main atoll on Tuvalu's widest point, is about 400 metres, and most of that is airport runway. So what's happened for this forum is there's not much room for a new convention centre, so they've reclaimed land out the back of a government building and put the convention centre there. But part of that itself is a statement. You know, they want the venue to kind of be surrounded by the sea. And on Thursday, there's a leaders' retreat, which is at a different venue, but that's at this Whakapule, which is like a marae in New Zealand, or a community meeting venue. And that's in the narrowest part of the atoll, where, you know, there's only a road, a lagoon on one side and the sea on the other. And that's in full view of that, open walls and everything. So Tuvalu, in hosting this venue, is definitely making a statement on what they want the main issue to be.
Tuvalu, this must be a particularly significant occasion. I mean, and the population will jump by almost 10% with the influx of people for the forum. This is quite this is significant.
Absolutely, and a population of 11,000 in the whole country, about 450 people, that's, you know, delegates, NGOs, media, all them people are flooding in. They're coming in on, you know, special military flights. There's normally only three planes a week, you know, get here going via Suva. So the logistics of this are mammoth for Tuvalu, one of the smallest economies, smallest countries in the world. It's mammoth, but they've gone on ground. I mean, part of the Pacific Islands Forum is that they rotate the hosting every year. It was Nauru last year, and it was a fairly similar situation there. But Tuvalu haven't done it since 1984. But as one of the most threatened by climate change, the Prime Minister, Nelisa Puanga, told me on Sunday that, you know, sometimes they'd normally pass things like this up because it's such an effort. But he just felt, if they're talking climate change, he wanted the leaders, particularly New Zealand's Jacinda Ardern and Australia's Scott Morrison, to see what exactly they are talking about. And, I mean, part of this will be whether on Thursday the communique that's released, will that have worked?
Well, already the conversation has begun, and today Fijian Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama had this to say, and I'm quoting him here: "I appeal to Australia to do everything possible to achieve a rapid transition from coal to energy sources that do not contribute to climate change." And he went on to describe, quote, "an existential threat that you don't face." Clearly, Jamie, there is significant frustration amongst Pacific leaders about Australia's position on coal and on climate change more broadly.
It's been building for a few years, but it seems like this year will be where it comes to a crescendo. I mean, remember, Australia is in its Pacific reset. Step up Australia. New Zealand's a reset, and there's various names for all the big powers trying to increase their stake in the Pacific. So I think the small countries are seeing an opportunity here to try and push forward some action on this. As you say, there's the jitters about China and everything. They feel they have an advantage here. And, yeah, I was at that speech where Frank Bainimarama, Fiji's Prime Minister, gave, and it was actually quite remarkable because Alex Hawke, Australia's Pacific Minister, was within Bainimarama's eyesight, kind of twiddling around with his pen a bit as he said that. And Frank Bainimarama is probably important to mention. He's here to make a statement for himself too. It's his first return to the forum in 12 years. Fiji was suspended in 2009 after Mr. Bainimarama's coup and the abrogation of the constitution that followed that. And then he wouldn't return for a few years after the 2014 elections because He argued that Australia and New Zealand had an outsized influence in the forum. Their climate policies were different. So this has been a simmering thing for a while, and he's looking to mark his return. But he's got help. Yeah, he was invited to be a keynote speaker by Tuvalu's Prime Minister, Anera Sopawanga, who himself on Sunday said in that news conference, you know, what's a step up if there's no climate change? We're not interested in climate change help, no carbon emission cuts. You know, what's the point in your step up if you're not going to help our survival, was his quote.
Given that sort of rhetoric, Jamie, I mean, if we can throw forward to the communique that will emerge from the forum, I mean, what's likely to be something that the Pacific leaders would be pleased with in that communique around climate change? What position would they like to push Australia and its part New Zealand towards?
It's probably unlikely to get a we've heard in the past couple of days, you know, a turnaround from coal and stuff. Australia and New Zealand have, you know, their domestic politics to play to as well. It's probably going to be a lot harder than that. I mean, most of it is behind closed doors. Communiques often throw up surprises, but likely we'll probably see some ground given here, and whether that's higher emissions reduction targets or adaptation funding programs for Pacific countries. New Zealand and Australia quite often in lockstep at these kind of things, but we're sort of seeing a bit of a divergence possibly from New Zealand here, leaning more towards the Pacific countries. I mean, you've got two different kinds of governments, left and right in New Zealand, the Conservatives yep. in Australia, and Jacinda Ardern's announced a zero carbon thing and stuff, so she's probably going to come on Wednesday looking to be quite popular here and maybe let Scott Morrison to take a bit of a heat. But these leaders' retreats are held in private, and sometimes they go well into the night until they find some kind of agreement. But yeah, it's a mystery, but we're seeing the small Pacific states who often sometimes get intimidated by these bigger players. They've kind of found strength in themselves, and it's quite interesting to see how it plays.
A new sense of urgency amongst those states. Jamie, thank you. Jamie Tahana on the ground in Tuvalu. He's a Pacific journalist for Radio New Zealand. And this is Drive on RN.